It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis says he's done trying to comply with a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement subpoena for Colorado employment records. The data was requested by federal immigration officials nearly a year ago. Polis believed complying with the ICE subpoena was warranted. However, a former state employee sued to block the governor last summer, claiming ICE would use the information to justify deportations. Attorneys for Polis reversed their position last week and urged a Denver judge to block the release of information. A spokesperson for the governor's office said it was time to move on from the matter after getting no additional input from ICE on the request. A commission in Colorado Springs aimed at improving the relationship between police and the public will recommend its own disbandment. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The Law Enforcement Transparency and Advisory Commission will seek disbandment in the hopes that the city takes a closer look at how best to carry out the original intent of the group. Chair Deb Walker recognized their wins but says the commission's current structure under council is inherently problematic.
The police department, the chief of police, actually reports to the mayor of Colorado Springs. And so we are a few levels removed in our recommendations from actually being able to affect change at CSPD.
Walker says disbanding allows the city to start from scratch to make a more effective body. City Council created LETAC in 2020 at the height of protests surrounding the police killing of George Floyd and months earlier, and locally, Devon Bailey. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
More than 300 Coloradans are now in the hospital with RSV, the highest level in about a year. Most are children, according to the state health department. RSV can lead to severe outcomes and may require hospitalization, particularly among babies and older adults. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.